Rashi, the mashmaduk she'amos ve'enget rachamisa. All these three expressions, if I die from this illness, after my death, after death, no good, all three no good. Me'ayom me'mati, me'achshav me'mati, harei ze get. Why? Because it's retroactive. Me'ayom me'achshav, two words mean retroactive. Tosis is an interesting discussion here. Me'ayom me'mati, me'achshav me'mati, harei ze get, kosev rabbi in the town. Me'ayom me'mati, me'ez bo b'yom, nebuch. Lo yedana ma'odin bo. Me'ayom means from today on, but he never didn't live to see the end of the day. Rabbi Yochanan nira de me'ayom havi kimo me'achso. V'dato she'eget li'alter. The mestamad l'kach nosin get, she'or lamas. V'chi ein lo liro Hashem me'yomas lo b'yom. If he's so sick, who knows, he won't last the day. V'levada li'alter kama to get mikomak l'nochon l'achmir. I say me'achso, but Rabbi Yochanan says that me'ayom doesn't mean from the day for shkia. Like the Dota Sugar. Here me'ayom just means from right this minute, from today. Today doesn't mean today, end of the day. It means from right now, this second. I must tell you that there are poskim who say in various contexts, they add a word. So no one should make no mistake about it. They say you should write me'achshav mamish. Not even the Lubavitches. Me'achshav mamish. They say it means that you shouldn't believe anything ambiguous from right now, from this second, the get should be chal. That's the way they say, just to leave any ambiguity out. The Mishnah continues. Me'ayom olachamisa get ve'eno get. V'meis choletus v'lo misyabemis. Rashi misafkalo nitano havi me'ayom im omus. V'kevin shemes eskai matnai. This should get mishas besino. So as in the previous case of me'ayom. But the idiot, instead of just saying me'ayom, or me'ayom imati, instead of saying im, if, he threw in the word olachamisa. What did he do that for? We don't know why he did that. It's just that he's a clumsy in his Hebrew syntax. He never went to Flatbush Yeshiva. He doesn't know how to speak a proper diktuk. So he said, me'ayom olachamisa, really means me'ayom imati. Oh no! Tafki, he went to Flatbush. He knows diktuk very well. And he's saying, me'ayom olachamisa, because he wants the ambiguity, and maybe he really means that it should not be chal from right now. He's backing out. He's saying, yeah, he started me'ayom, that means lachamisi again, ven a klum. So Rashi points out, when it comes to mumminus, matoni, you can say guf me'ayom pass lachamisa. You can split. It comes to a get, you can't divorce your wife, guf me'ayom pass lachamisa. No one says you'll have to do that. Let no one say that a woman is property. You cannot divorce your wife, guf me'ayom pass lachamisa. It cannot be done. Purusha Rashi. Okay, we'll leave it at that. So we don't know. So it's a suffix. We don't know. This is the mission, a very straightforward mission. This is the easy part of the mission. So it's pretty easy. The Gemara goes into the first part about, you know, what does the word immati mean? Alma immati kalachamisa dami. Because he said immati plain. Then me'ayom imati means from now. So it means it can mean both. It can mean me'achshav, it can mean afterwards. Depends if you said the word me'achshav or not. And me'ayom is the same as me'achshav. That's the first part of the Gemara. The second part of the Gemara starts a new story. Zmano shel shtar mochiach olam. A whole new business. And it goes back and forth to the greater part of an Amud Gemara, whether we pass the Rav Yossi who says, Zmano shel shtar mochiach olam. What does that mean? Zmano shel shtar mochiach olam. Put a date in the shtar. You put a date in the shtar, that is considered, if he said me'ayom, the original source of Yossi, he's not in the shtar here, but it's in Baba Basra. As Rashi comments, Baba Basra kuflam and vav. Kosov kol nechosov. If you didn't write me'ayom lachamisa, it's matal lachamisa, it's nothing. Rav Yossi says, no, you put in the date. What did you put the date in for? Because when you put the date, it shows that you intend, I use the word intend intentionally, that's what Pashas in Rav Yossi means. There's no machlokas Pashtus. Again, I'm talking on a very balabatish level. Yes, Shlomo.
According to us, we said Mayom is right away, so how is Manan going to get help to tell you that it was actually, he died actually after the Yet was actually
renewed? You're asking a good question. What if he says Mayom? What would be the halacha if he dies on that day? In other words, if he dies, then the next day it's one thing. If he dies that very same day, so Mehayom, if he writes Meferish Mehayom, so Tosis, what does he mean? He means in the second. But if he didn't write Mehayom, here's what the date. What's today's date? Vov. Vov Kislev, Tov Shin Samach. He puts that in the day, in the date, in the Holtag of Yossi. And he dies never before the day is out. Should we then say, Zmano Shal Shtar Mochiach Olav, that the get is a good get from 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Or should we say that it's only a good get from the end of the day? That's your answer. Because it didn't say explicitly Me'ach Shal, even Me'hayom, which we know what he means. Again, according to the Balabata Shepshat, the way to answer this question is to take a poll. We're taking polls today. A poll. If Rav Yosef is based upon a poll, what people mean, so find out what do they mean. Do they mean Me'hayom from the second? What do you mean, Mayom from the sunsets? What do I mean? Yes, I.
According to Rabbi Yossi, it would be always be me'achshav, because Rashi said the story behind Rabbi Yossi is, "Yimlo nosam alagut me'achshav, rabbi nosam mishkayim atana." Meaning, the only reason he wrote it is because he wants to give it to his son, and he wants to give it.
But the reason he put the date in, exactly. Correct? But one could argue he put the date in, so it should be effective as of sunset, like
the no, but the whole story is that he should give it to his son, not so. Therefore, meaning as soon as possible.
Well, that's your ending.
Rashi uses lashon me'achshav, not me'hayom.
That's correct. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I'm saying according to the simple pshat of Rav Yossi, if you're right, because that's what people are thinking. Again, the simple read of Rav Yossi, it's all a matter of what's in his mind. The same as we saw in Tosfos me'hayom, lo yodam le'adana me'odam boy. He doesn't know what to do with it. And the chod, it's all a matter of what he has in mind. That's the pashas. What does he have in mind? So, it's all a function of what he has in mind. That's all. Doesn't pay to have such lumpness over here. What does he have in mind? That's all it means. That's all. Indeed, the Gemara's over here, Halachakur of Yossi. And the last on the Gemara's is because he holds, Zmana Shel Shtar, Mochiach Olav. So apparently, if we accept of Yossi, it means we accept him. So Tosfos in the bottom says, wait a minute, what kind of accept him? What are you saying? But I mean, in the Perek Basra, Hiskin Rav Begita, Min Yoma Denan Ula Olam. It's in every get. Look at your get that I gave you the first day. It says in the Bible, Min Yoma Denan Ula Olam, from now on, Ula Fuke Med Rav Yossi. Because according to Rav Yossi, this is the get begins, B'sheni B'Shabbos, Shishyom L'Chodesh Kislev, L'Yerach Kislev. There would be no need to say in the get, Min Yoma Denan Ula Olam. It's there, someone said. Min Yoma Denan Ula Olam. So it's that applies that we don't pass them like Rabbi Yossi. Nah. Ain't zela l'shufra b'yalma. It's written shufra d'shtara. To make it sound nice, to make it, but it doesn't, it's not ma'akev. Even if you would not put down min yoma danan ula olam, it would be chal from right now anyway, because the date is there, because we pass like Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi, afilu ba'al peh. We'll see that we turn the page what that means. So the pashtus is that if you hold like Rav Yossi, you have to say shufra d'shtar. Not everyone agrees to the shufra d'shtar business. No, there are those who maintain that it's for real. The fact that the Gemara in Pehei says miyomah d'nat ulam implies that b'dafka we don't pass like Rav Yossi. We do not. We reject Rav Yossi. The Rashi later on in the sugya, Nafayin Zayin and Alf says a third view. It's a suffix. We pass like Rav Yossi, an unresolved suffix. What I don't understand, frankly, is why should there be a difference between mamon and get? It's the Rav Rashi we talk about. Why should there be a difference if indeed it's all a matter of umdana? That's what we spoke about earlier. That's the pashas in the previous Tosfos Me'hayom. It's a matter of umdana. So with respect to umdana, I don't understand. If it's good enough to be motzi mamon, that means it's not a suffix. I've been a suffix to say in holchem a mamon even achar a rov. Certainly, a motzi mechavel of a raya, the motzi mamon be suffix. The fact that you're motzi mamon based upon the zmanah shoshtam achir love indicates there's a definite ruling in the court of Rav Yosef. If it's a definite ruling in the court of Rav Yosef when it comes to Mammon, why shouldn't we accept him with respect to Gittin? What's the intrinsic difference between one and the other? L'chor, there is no difference. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the Siman Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Beis, the Tanakh, the first day in the Shulchan Aruch is against Rav Yosef. The Yesham is like Rav Yosef. The Gura says, according to the Rishonim, that's more later on, Rabbi Oseinu Hitiru Le'inose, that Rav Yosef's opinion it seems to be accepted, but not everyone agrees. We don't know. We're not sure. As a matter of fact, the Gemara on Avsamach, right over here in Alasuga, goes through on Mesafkale. What's Mesafkale on the Ayin Beis and the Beis? Let's take a look at what the suffix is. What is the suffix? Rav Yosef Baal Peh. Right? Or not? Rashi explains. Could go to top Rashi number Beis. Look inside. It's careful. What does it say? Go on, Gabe Getcha, Kosov, Kil, Kosov, Kshamos, Fula, Omez, Zegitech, Imati, Hilka, Lo Domi, Lishtar, Shekeva, Shekosov, Atnai, Eitel, Hasman, Bishtar, Ikel, the Meimar, Dizman, Mochiach, the Mehayom, Kaomar. Because he puts the two back to back near each other. Aval Alper, Dilmoki, Masre, Nihalo, Hodebe, Mizman, Dishtoro, Umasre, Nihalo, Amanas de Achamisa, Hol Velo Oma Mehayom. That's the question. Maybe he backed out. Okay, we've seen that already a few times in the Sugya, right? Mehayom Achamisa, maybe he backed out. Here he put the date, but now he's backing out. That's the question. Maybe he's been vatal, this man of Shoshtar. Mochil Cholov, most of the end it's not so. Rabosai, what do you mean it's not so? Does it mean Bimtsiyas not so? He didn't back out? Or, could we say perhaps, a smack of lumpus over here. Maybe what the Gemara means is Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav Al Pidin. Not the pshat that he had in mind, but when he wrote the document with the date, that it should be chal from the moment of that date. No, his mind was blank. He wasn't thinking, Rebbe, when do you want it to be chal? To tell you the truth, I didn't think about it. I was just did whatever they told me to do. I wasn't thinking so carefully about it. So maybe we should still apply the rule of Zmano Shel Shtar Mochiach Alav. This is written in the document. And maybe the Gemara Shalom, can you stop it about Peh? It's not whether he had in mind to back out or not. But maybe that's the Shalom, what's the nature of Zman HaShoshtar? Is it mean just an umdah? That's what it means, in which case, presumably he backed out. Or no, it's a din, it's a halacha. That what's written in the document, it's mochiach olav, it's al pidinik, and he can't back out. That would be the only lumdish way to learn the sugya. But that's a little far-fetched. The parshup shot in sugya, it's simply purely a matter of umdah. That's all. Yes? Umdana just means, well, we see the word umdana comes up in our Mishnah again. Umdana means that we make an estimate, we try to evaluate. See, we're evaluating what he has in mind.
In every case, do we reevaluate or we have an assumption?
Well, assumption is based upon an evaluation or a reevaluation.
Not in every case, though.
Right.
So umdana is like a fazaka. No? You have an assumption.
Okay.
So you could be gold to the mammon for a fazaka, no?
Sure.
So.
Saying so that's what it means. That's how we pass against Zman HaShoshtar Mochiach Alav. You actually collect money. My question, which has not yet been answered, is that same presumption should work with respect to those given as well. That's what we haven't answered yet. I'm still looking for an answer from Talmidim why get should be different than money, unless you want to say Pashut, we're scared. Comes to get, there's no get, Teshasish, Ramzeris, we're scared. But there's no intrinsic difference. That could be. If I'm Chumas by Gittin, you don't find other areas, Allah. That could be. We're almost throughout most of the remainder of this Amud, back and forth, on this very Pasha de Gemara. Do we accept Rav Yosef? Do we not accept Rav Yosef? Back and forth. And again, it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, the first part of this Mishnah is really straightforward. It's not complicated. I'm sure there's something to get stuck with this part. You all got stuck on the next piece of Gemara. And if you didn't, I don't know how to... I ever get stuck. The next piece is a very, very complicated piece of Gemara. Complicated in the concepts and the details. Let's just analyze it a little bit. Go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, the last few lines of the Mishnah. Zeh gitech me'ayom imati mecholi zeh. Ve'omad v'holach pashuk v'chola umeis omdemoso. Himach mas choli arishin meis harei zeh get v'yimlav eino get. So what happened? He said it should be a get if I die from this illness. And he walked in the street, and then he took sick and he died. If he died because of the first illness, hare ze get. Mehayom, right? It says call from right now. It's meyafsha. It's not a problem being galachamisa. But, imlav, if he didn't die from the first illness, another illness killed him. Then, ain't a get. Simply the tanai was not fulfilled. Tanai is not fulfilled, of course, the get is not going to be a valid get. Alright, that's Parshat Pshat. Again, the mission is pretty straightforward too. Okay, the Gemara gets complicated. Omer Avuna, Gito ke Matanosa. Ma Matanosa, Ma Matkozer, Av Gito, Ma Matkozer. What's this all about? What Matanosa, Ma Matkozer? There's a famous klal in Baba Basra. Matas Shlimera, Kichsuv, Vachimsuv, it's actually from Gittin also, the end of the first paragraph. In Gimel, you'll see it there. They made a special takana to Rabbanah. That a matna shkimra is chal yachamisos. A matna shkimra does not require a kinyan. That's two very, very far-reaching takanas. The matna shkimra, two things. One, we say it's chal yachamisa. Normally nothing is chal yachamisa, this is an exception. And two, we say that in case he survives, if he survives, then we say that the matna shkimra automatically reverts. Didn't make any tanai, didn't say anything. That's it. What is a shchiv? Well, define a shchiv, my rabbis. What is a shchiv? I mean, what's the shorash of shchiv? Shachav. What's merah? Bad, right? It's bad news. So, that's a push of shots. Others have different interpretations. But he's lying down in a bad way, and his life is in danger. We'll have to see later, though. There may be some things, there may be different madregas in danger. So, a shchiv merah might mean, you know, he's taken ill. And people who take ill, you just don't know if they're going to come out of their illness. Not in an intensive care unit, to give a modern day classification. No, he's in a hospital. You know, people, most people go in the hospital, they come out of the hospital. You know, they go in, they go out. He's a shchivera, he's lying there, he's lying. As opposed to intensive care, which may be in the category of misukos. So yesterday, the mission in the sixth paragraph. Misukos, which may be a more intense danger. It's true, they are somewhat comparable in certain respects, but not identical necessarily. Right? What are you calling from the first parak? Which daf? Your gimel? Tezvah?
The one from the about
Let's take a look. Let's look together. It's a good point. You're breaking up a very good point. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Let's take a look because he's asking a very good point. Let's take a look. That's fair. On Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara has a famous expression. Famous rule. Which means there's no need for any kinyan. There's no need for any kinyan. Don't need a kinyan. Normally you need a hagbah, chalipin, a mesira, something. Nothing. No kinyan at all. Why did Chazal make this takana? Why? Shelo titarev daito olov. What does that mean? The poor guy is so sick. He wants certain things to happen. If he has to focus about this aggravation that he wants to transfer something to someone's property, he can't get it accomplished, it can lead to a loss of his life. Shelo titarev daito olov. And therefore the Chazal introduces Chiddush Neira that kimsurim dami without any kinyan, it's chal. That's the first famous line over here in Gitnaf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay. Now, the Gemara says in the Furish and Baba Basra, the simplicity of the Gitnaf as well, is that a get shchiv merah is chal liacha misa, which is again against another rule. It gets breaking, once you're breaking rules, it doesn't go all the way. It broke the rule, matana tzarech kinyan. It breaks the rule that ain't matana le'achamisa. Here's a din derabon, hefker bezin hefker. They introduced that the matana should be le'achamisa, and a corollary of that, him omat chozer. By definition, if it's only going to be chal after he died, if he doesn't die, it's no matana. I mean, that's not a poshut. That's presumably why they introduced it that way. The rabbi said that it's not chal after he dies, so that if in case he doesn't die, the matana is null and void retroactively. Nothing ever happened. And therefore, he'll be more likely to do these things and make himself feel good and do what has to be done. Who will also turn off the idol all of, and people will get what he wants them to get. It's generally a good takana to make it chesuvim v'chimsurim without a kinyan, to postpone the chalos till the achamisa. So if he gets up from his illness, nothing ever happens. This is what the Chazal introduced in what's called matnat shchimera. Okay, the Gemara is true, just giving them a base. In this context, quotes Yotze Bekolar, Afa Mesukan.
Rashi
is Afa Mesukan, Shchimera. So Rashi puts them all together. According to Rashi, there are no two levels. It's all the same thing. That's the Pashmas. Gois is going to be even more Mesukan. But according to Rashi, you don't find any distinction. Either you're a Shchimera or you're not a Shchimera. There's no Shchimera squared. According to Pashmas and Rashi, it's all the same thing. Keep it in mind, not everyone necessarily agree. We'll see soon.
Still, Masukan got to be definitely.
Yeah, Masukan is worse. Say, it's worse.
So which
well, I can tell you a case of Masukan where he's not ill at all. What was the mission in Samach? What was it talk about over there? He's healthy as anything. He's a weightlifter. He's a marathon runner. Only one problem. He's a Yotze Vekolo. What does that mean? Lehari, they're going to kill him. He's also a murderer. He's such good shape. He's able to murder somebody. And thinking get away with it, but he better run away at his marathon speed. They caught him, so now he's about to be taken to the execution. Right? He's not in any physical danger of dying from heart failure, but he's just about to be killed. Okay, so the sukan would be one could argue was that same level of danger, the same level of danger that's in that category. Now there are those who say even the forest Yotze B'Shayara. He's just going to take a boat ride or a safari in the desert. Also kind of a level of danger. There's nothing wrong with his health, but he's going to embark on a dangerous journey.
So what Shimon to do is his optimist is implying that if you say Shvimira is good, then definitely the other, meaning the opposite. So if you understand it's Masuka and it's Shvimira.
No, but we haven't. No. Well,
he is.
Afa Masuka, what do you mean Afa Masuka? Even the Masuka would what? Who's not in as much danger, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Less danger.
So, Afa Mesukan, however you explain it, if you say Mesukan is a good get, then even if you're a Yotze Bekolar, or if you're, then definitely those will be a good get.
That's
so cool. If we pass in that as Shkudmin Ra is a good get, then someone who's Yotze Bekolar would definitely be a good get.
Why would there's no reason it should be, because the reason we say by Shkudmin Ra is because I think... No, because the reason we
said
that
Shchimera.
I understand,
but
the Gemara says that.
He's asking a good question. Shchimera, we're afraid to die on the spot from his illness, so therefore we say certain things. Perhaps someone's going on a trip to the execution chamber, so we're not afraid that he's going to die of his illness.
That's why it's exactly difficult to explain Shchimera in the Gemara as
Shchimera. Well, Rashi did. Rashi said it. So the answer could be that the original takana of Shchimera came from Atana. In Matana, they said it's chal even the achamisa, hefker bez and hefker. They wanted him to make sure to get what's done. When it comes to a get, presumably that's also the reason. A person wants to be married to his wife, but he's so upset he knows he's going to die now, and his wife's going to be stuck with this unscrupulous brother of his, the yavam. So it's bothering him terribly that he can't get his wife out of this mess, out of this bad situation. So therefore, he may take a turn for the worse. It'll impact, we all know psychology takes an impact on medicine. That's what we're afraid about. That's a good question. It should be even, the Sukkot is Rashi, it should be a greater chance of having to get right away and without all the formalities than someone's going to the gas chamber. Okay, it's a good point. Good point. We'll come back to it. Something along those lines. Now, this is what the Gemara says. So now, that's the mission of the end on Daf Ayin Beis. Fine. So again, the Mishnah says we didn't fully finish reading it. What did it say? It says, "Amad v'alach b'shuk v'chala to make an umdana also." The Nak was calling, "We should mezeres again and lavein again. Get a doctor and figure it out." Not always easy to figure it out, but okay. Omer Avuna, back to the Gemara. Gito kematan also. Right? That's the famous Nimat Hashkimer. He could back out if he doesn't die. Umagita Valpishalo Parish. Kevin Amaksovu Afa Pitlamatnu. In other words, we don't, although his language is less than perfect, if he's a shrimera, we give him the quote benefit of the doubt. He must have meant something more. He just didn't have a chance to enunciate it properly because he's so ill. And that applies to get, that's a mission we had earlier, and applies to matana as well. So each one learns from the other. Each one learns from the other. From matana we learn that im amad chozer, and from get we learn that if you have an imperfect language, it still counts. Each one learns from the other. That's wonderful. Then it's just say the favorite. You can override. Everything has an override. But I have to say the favorite.
No, afterwards he says that's not
later on, we don't believe it. We don't. That's a cloud. Chazal make a takana. A person means something. We assume he means that. You're not believe later to say I didn't mean it. That's going to be one of the important topics we'll be discussing today and in future shiurim as well this week. You get me vina, all that kind of stuff. I didn't mean it. You didn't mean it. We didn't get out of balabas. I didn't mean it. We know what you're saying. Let's go further.
Usually, that's because.
Okay, our Mishnah. Fetch the Gemara Kash. V'amrit im omad chozer. Lomo le'umdana hare omad. What do you need doctors to figure out? He died from this. He's like, the omad got off his bed and started walking around. Wonder if one of many walks around, it's automatically it's chozer. It's not what he had in mind. What do you need umdana for? It's the Gemara's Kasha. The mission of Mufresh is against Rav Huna. What are you opting for? Omar Ma'abaredi, listen carefully. Omar Ma'abaredi Rav Yosef. The name is an important name. Mishmei the Rava. Shenitak mecholi lecholi. What does that mean, Rashi says? Ve'ein zu amida elam ken bolach by refuah sha'achas. He never was really healed. You know, he went from one sickness to illness to another illness. He never really was healed. But Omad got on everything. Well, Omad Michol is there, enough for the Choli Yachet. He never really was healed. I'm Holach Mashuk Katani. He's walking in the street. He must be perfectly healthy. No. Holach Al Mishanto. He's walking there with a cane. He wasn't really healed. He's walking on his cane. He's still sick. Okay? But one minute. Rashi explains the next to the last line. Tama the halach with the boy umdana imach was choli rishon neis tikal lemecha shol v'halach nitzol miyosah choli umeis micholi acher woman micholi zeh. Then we have to have this this umdana. See what happened exactly. Again. So that's the din. V'hakam ashman the halach al mishanta hu debeina umdana. Idach umdana nami lo beinan. Rashi, idach, the last Rashi in the daf. Idach, belongs to the next daf. Idach, mishal olach b'shuk mistam avapi shenitek l'choli acher, yesha micholi arishin, v'lo boy umdana. If he didn't walk out in the street, so we assume he still has suffered from this original illness. That's the Gemara says. Shamet mino, shchiv mirash, shenitek micholi l'choli matanos v'matana. Do you mean to tell me it's matana to matana? I says, yep, in. The Rav Balazim said the Rav Shchimra should be called the Choli. Matana so matana. Fine. So matana so matana. It's not considered to be an amida. It's not called an amida. He never got up. So he wasn't omech. He wasn't chol. So the matana is a matana. They get to get. That's what the Gemara says. That's our Gemara. Fine. The Gemara's fine. This is a few more lines of the Gemara. But the Gemara teaches us the following Kiddush. Rabba v'rabba lo svilu hodir avuna. They disagree with avuna. Why? Well, it makes perfect sense. They say, you're right, it makes perfect sense. But, zera shema yomu yesh get li achamisa. Whoa. What are you afraid about? People make a mistake, an assumption. That what? Yesh get liachamiso. What does that mean? It's chazer again. Kohadir avhuna, what's it in? Im amat chozer. That implies, he's, look what's going to happen here. Two scenarios. He gets better, the get is no get. He gets worse and dies, the get is a get. This, to the unlearned, this leads to the conclusion that Misa can cause a get. Look what happens. Chaim tells Beryl in the street. Beryl tells Shmerel. Look what happened over here. Two cases. In one case, the guy got better, and the get is no get. In the other case, the guy died, and the get is a get. Must be that death causes a get. Chach Mechelm, Beryl and Shmerel will undoubtedly reach this conclusion. So in order for them not to make this mistaken conclusion, what do they say? What do they say? What do they say? The get's a good guy in any event. There shouldn't be Tola, Beryl and Shmerel, the get and the Misa. Fret the Gemara and Eisen Akasha. What are you kidding? What are you? Must be joking. When we can meet in the middle of Raisa Lohavi Gita. Why? Because of Rav Huna's right better. As an didn't mean in that kind of a case. Right? What? Can they make a gzera and make a non-get into a get? You can't do that. So you bet you can. In called the Mekadosh, not the Rabbanah Mekadosh. V'afkinu Rabbanah l'kiddushin minay. This is a concept which is found in a number of places in Shas. They're enumerated on the left-hand margin of the page. Ksubas once, Bavastra once, Yivamas once, and Gittin twice. That's it! Not every bezin in this system in Manhattan is V'afkinu Rabbanah l'kiddushin minay. No, I'm not joking. There's a certain rabbi said, hey, let's make afkinu. We have a problem with aguna problem? No problem. Whatever's an aguna case, make afkinu. Come on, you have lost it. You lost it. You can't make your own afkinu. Can't do it. Can't do it. We spoke about it when we learned. Kedushin, Ksubis. Can there be, I think it was on Kedushin, it was about Kedushik Tana scandal erupted then. Can there be a takonas akol, which will in effect, undo kiddushin based upon what? Hefke bez and hefke. Because the Gemara says, Amravina Ravasha tended the Kodesh Bekaspa, because hefke bez and hefke. So according to many Rishonim, the power of hefke bez and hefke is vested in every single bezdin, so they can make a hefke bez and hefke. So the mail will be an afkinu, not with the afkinu with the Gemara's conclusion of even Kedusha Bia, but afkinu of the Kedusha Kaseh. What was the case? Let's say that these unscrupulous con men would come into town, start playing in the schoolyard with the seventh graders, who are 12 and a half years old. And, no, I'm not kidding. If you read about it in Chubas in Europe, I've had playgrounds there. They'd get a hold of these 12 and a half year old, gullible, naive, young women, and let's play man and wife, and let's play, and they give her a ring in front of two Adam who are just bar mitzvah, and they have the Galatians League. And then she'd go home with a little trinket and tell her mother, Ma, guess what, Ma? What? I'm married. She faints. The father comes in and says, what's this? He says, whoa, he starts getting angry, comes into the shul, and there's the guy in shul there, the chosn. And he says, Mazdam Shver. He says, Shver, I'll beat your brains out. Well, what's this Shver? Says, what do you mean? I married your daughter. I said, two Adam. Here they are. Beat your brains out too. Meanwhile, it's two Adam. What do you do about it? There's nothing to do. Says, well, I'm not letting my daughter go willing with you. Okay. Says, you say makes a lot of sense. For $1 million, I write a gift. This is the con man operation. So this happened more than once. Isn't that the schoolyard thing that happened here in the various co-ed schools? Another reason they shouldn't have co-ed schools. Chashash Kedushin. There have been a number of such cases where they gave the ring of the Coca-Cola, that's why Coca-Cola is now machlit, it doesn't come off anymore. Coca-Cola was afraid of a lawsuit. The ring doesn't come off in the Coke, right? It stays on now? But the guy, someone pulled it off and gave him a reyat and with the cup of... It happened. Not to mention the name of the school. They distinguished the... Huh? Oh, but the Gemara's in Kiddushin expression, Chayshinon, Shema, Shove, Pruto, Bimodai. Yeah, it's a Gemara. Kitzur. But this guy's not that kind of a school, because it's not a goofball. He wants $1 million, he was his machshava tchila, premeditated. So he used to make takanas. For example, takana one, you can't marry off a girl under 20, they figure after 20 she's already had enough seichel on her own, not in the presence of the father, or in the presence of 10 people. And if you do, then we declare from the bezin of this town, declare that the money that you gave is hefty. So the ring you gave is hefty. You didn't give her a shavafuta. There's a certain takana sakal. It's quoted in Shulchan that we spoke about then. And evidence it's quoted 2 days. Not so clear with that. Some posts can say that the bezin of Ismanazet does not have the power hefty bezin ever. No. Only the bezin of Ravami, Ravasi, thinks it's based on the Gemara and Gittin. That's the Gemara and Gittin. I wasn't thinking about it. It's a Gemara and Gittin. It's a Gemara of Prusbu, which talks about that. That the Stam, any bezin, you say, has the power of hefka bezin hefka. Not necessarily. Could be only a bezin along the lines of a bezin of Ravami Ravasi. Here we go, on Aflam and Bavam and Beis. Not Stam a bezin. Right? You have to have tremendous bezin. Medina de Deus Ravami Ravasi. Dalimi lafkui mamono. So maybe only a such a powerful bezin, which is a tremendous, you know, jurisdiction, but not Stam a bezin in this particular town. Could be they don't have the power to do so. That's a shadow which they talk about. Yes? No, no, it's not doing that. This is just half, this mafka the money. That's what I tried, mafka the money. Now, you're raising another issue over here. In, called a Mekadosh, and after Rabbanah Mekadosh. What Rabbanah are we talking about? So the Pashtus is, it's only the Rabbanah of the Shas. Not a bottom of two rabbis on the block decided to make some kind of a, they, you know, don't get mad if the rabbi likes the shidduch.
No, I agree though, but I mean, if the person is playing the trick,
yeah,
he's coming and he wants the trick to work, somebody
doesn't have a bottom of Kaddish. Yeah, in the Hanami. We're doing a different vote now. I'm not saying that they're a bottom of Kaddish. We're saying that whatever you gave her, by definition, is hefker. That's it. We outsmart you. Hefker. Hefker. Where this came up? This came up with respect to Kiddusha Ketana, the famous story, maybe some of you are not aware of it, we spoke about it, what, 3 years ago, about a man who was having a fight with his wife, and about, you know, the old fights that people have when they get divorced, never. So he decided, in order to get the upper hand in his battle against his wife, he said, listen, I was Mekadosh our daughter, she's 11 years old, I was Mekadosher, she's now married, I'm not going to tell you to whom. So she's not going to be, now we have two agunas. You're an aguna and she's an aguna. But if you give in to my demands, then I'll tell you who the man is and give her a gift in the bus. This is what was said in Borough Park some years back. Really happened. I mean, it really happened that he said it. Did it really happen that he did it? I don't believe it. But there's a whole sugya in Kiddush, we learned it a few years ago, Baal Sha'oma Kiddashti Esbiti Neman. That's where the whole Tumon, we did not get a good press. This rivaled our bad press for the Shalom Bias organization, who Mata Pilegish, concubines. And as a matter of fact, there were some big papers that put them both together, because the same people are behind both schemes. They're not exactly our best put forward for the Orthodox community. But in the more serious vein, what do you do to stymie a future attempt, Baruch Hashem, B'li Ayin Hara, hasn't happened in the last 3-4 years. We were afraid of a rash of these things. One guy didn't get away with it. If the wife caves in, then, you know, who knows what will happen next. Every husband will do this maneuver as long as the daughter under 12, and it'll be a disaster. So various things were tried. One time, Shlomo Zalman, Zichron Lach was alive. He said, nah, you don't believe him. Rabbi Yoshua said, you do believe him. It was not simple at all, Parsha. Oof, it was very complicated. So I think it was the Rabbi Bleich Shalit that wrote an article, how are we going to stop this? And one of his ideas was, oh, we'll make a takon as a call. So the both they did will get together and say, whoever's Mekadosh Bitoktana, any father who claims his Mekadosh's daughter will say that we're mafkir the money. Any man who gives money to a father in order to marry the daughter, the money is hefker, shoy. Hefka bez and hefka works. And you're right, with not so poshut, unfortunately. Some days, 2 days in the Mechaba and Ramah and Nechus Kiddushin, some say we don't have the power to do that anymore. That's a shame. That would be a good solution. Okay, other solutions were tried as well, not so simple. Anyway, where did the Kiddushin be? They're taking away the money, won't help. This is the famous far-reaching concept of Kina Rabbana L'Kiddushin Minei. And this is an unbelievable concept. It can have tremendous ramifications. I mean, someone who we thought was married, all of a sudden, is not married. Can you imagine? They're married for 50 years. Just imagine. They got married at age 20. Now he's 70. He's dying. Right, so what does he do? He says to us, he says what? Gives a get shchimera. Right? A get shchimera. What happens then? The get shchimera, he survives. So what's the din? Midoraisa, the get is no get. The Rabbanan said the get is a get. How do they do that? Rabbanan, they say that you were never married. It's not really a get. The workings of this get is you were never married. An amazing working of this get. It's unbelievable. This could, of course, lead to all kinds of abuse. And let's discuss this for a moment. The Tosfos on Daf Lamed Gimel, where this was found earlier. It's not our topic now, though it does come up a little bit in the Get Mivina. I think it's not the time to go into all the intricacies of Afkinu. It's a law, it'll take us a week. But this I want to mention briefly. There's a different kind of case in the Flamed Gimel. What happened over there? Chazal say that although Mikir Adin, if I send a shliach to give a get, I'm a vatal the shliach shlo b'fonav, but the rice of the bittul is good, they said, no, you can't do it. Can't do it, right? Any achol vatal, you can't do it. It's a machlokas atanoim, Rabbi Rashim and Gamliel, how can they say that? What do you mean? Mishum makor bezin yofez, as the Gemara tell us from the bottom, shavine shlish liyama, in, call them the kaddish, and the same business. Frag Tosfos Hikshur the Tosfos Afkinu Hikshur Rabbi Ben Shmuel in Kenya Chapal Basacholso. That's an expression that you've designed about the Get Shirin Mosvan. What does that mean? He'll try to give a get to his wife who was Mizana to get her off the hook. Adam will come and say that she was Mizana before he gave her a get. No problem. Yishlach lo get. You make a shtick, you make a married woman into a pnuya 40 years later. Two terutzim. Omeri, the lokosh. The lokosh elok shemachapa leh shlokadin. Avahacha kadin mechapa leh torpatur. And the chanami, the trick works. How do you like that? The trick works. The matarman's there. The trick works. So that's the Torah. Sofek. Oh, the second medium line. Yecholim amzeim li toyer. So the answer is yeah. Okay, so what's terrible? Yeah. That's why I saw that take care of it. It's a chazaka. But yeah. So, but then the Tosfos can't believe it. So the last few lines they say no. Iad inan shalachak miskavein lo mafkinen lekibushin minei v'letakana asu chachamim v'lo letakala. But not premeditatedly. It happened. Why is this relevant these 2 days? The Marsham, the famous Marsham Berjan, one of the Gedolei Olam, who was known to many coolest, he lived in Galicia, turn of the century, had a case, Nebuch, a straight Mamzeris case. Straight, flat out Mamzeris case. What does it mean? A woman married a man, kosher a kiddushin. She left him, married another man, they're not really married, married another man, and had a child. Now Nebuch, Rachmanu Litzlan, this child of Mamzer, Mamzer's ruined for life. They came to the Marsham. Marsham asked, is the first husband still alive? He said, yes. I have a suggestion to the Marsham. What's that? Let the first husband now divorce the wife to a shaliach. Let him be mevatel the shaliach shelo b'fon. This kind of case, Hakira Rabbanu L'Kiddushin Minei, turns out the first marriage was never a marriage. So therefore now what? No Mamzerim. So it's printed in Chuvas Marsham. He wants maybe Shashat Chak rely on one day in Tosfos. But even in the case where he's doing it on purpose, perhaps they said Afkinu. That's an amazing thing. That's unbelievable. Unreal. Of course, it only works if the first husband's alive. If he died already, you know, it won't work. So the famous story of Rabbi Gorin, the Achva Achos, goes back now almost 30 years. He wanted to retire the two Mamzerim, which the Bezna Petach Tikva of the Mamzerim. and he tried every trick. It was a Gairus case, it wasn't a Gairus. Someone said, why don't you try this trick? He said, well, I would have tried it, but the first person was dead already, so you can't try the trick anymore. But in certain limited cases, it's going to be a very potent trick if it works. Wow. But according to one day in Tos, it doesn't work, only if it's the Takana. But if it's a Takala, you're going to try to do it on purpose, then they never said Afkinu. This is very important. So come to our Get Mivina. Maybe you don't always say Afkinu if there's some kind of a shtick being pulled. Maybe Afkinu does not apply when there's a shtick. So that's what I'm saying over here. Yeah.
Afkinu doesn't require actual basing, it's just a...
It's automatic. To the contrary, we don't have a Bez that's powerful enough to do it. It only applies to the case where the Gemara had it, as opposed to Bezin of that wants to say, we'll do Afkinu. That's outrageous. They wanted to say, if the man is a, whatever he does wrong, he abuses his wife, he hits her, he beats her, we'll say Afkinu. You can't do that. You don't.
But someone, one Bezin has to decide if the guy
the Bezin only, yeah, a Bezin will decide like anything else. Is this kosher meat or tray for me? Is this fit into the case of the Gemara, doesn't it? That's the Bezin decide, but they're not doing the Afkinu itself. It's not by only the Bezin of Chachmei HaTam. Fine. Good. Now, Rabbi, so let's turn our attention to this Tosus here, which is where everyone gets caught up here. The Tosus on the Ayin Beis and the Beis. Kito Kamat Anosu. Kriush Rashi V'rach Ma'amat Nashkim Rabbi Lo Shum Tanai. Koze. Av Gito Nami Im Omad. Koze. Memela. V'lo Shum Tanai. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. No Tanai. Af Al Pikein. So you get Shkim Rabbi, you go back out from it. Straight. That's the Pashup Shad. You can't argue. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. And Rava argues only because of Afkinu from Iko that he agrees. He agrees. Fine. Aye, Prektos Takasha. If that's true, came into the Bistan Amut Kozer, Matsorah from Astis and the Misti Mayom and Mati, or Mayakshav and Mati. Bistan Nami Abikim Mayom, Ukim Mayakshav. Because it's going to be Kozer anyway, because of this new din. It's Shuklash Minon. Ezalash and Mashma Mechaim, Ezalach Hamisa, that yes, but the truth to tell, even if you say nothing, still you're going to be Chozer. According to Rashi, Rabosai, Ashkimra gives a get and survives, the get is nothing. According to Rabun. Huh? Oh, that's a good call. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, right. So it's not talking about Shimra. In fact, Tosis, right, okay. That's what Tosis based the Terrace is. I mean, along those lines. But then he has a question about Ayin Hamad Beis. Famous din of Shmuel. Like Shket Shimra. What did he say? Im Yomus Yeget, Vim Lav Lo Yeget. He really said two things. Im Lo Amos Lo Yeget, Im Amos Yeget, Vim Lo Amos Lo Yeget. He said it three times. You don't want to start with Purim Asal and Nafshi. You don't want to start with, if I die then, I want to live. On the other hand, you have to hang on the lab. The hand is that the get will be a get. So you say, if I won't die, then it's no get. That's the sort of words. That doesn't really count. That's simply verbiage to make it feel better. And then you proceed with the other two expressions. If you will die, it'll be a get. If you won't, there'll be no get. Say it three times. That's Shmuel. Who needs all this stuff? Who needs Shmuel? Who needs it? Just say what? Stam nami chozer imamat. No. It's a simple answer, the obvious answer. Shmuel's like Rava. Fine. Rava holds on that normally if he says nothing, you'd say Afkinu, and the get would go through. And the only way, when I say get go through, I mean the mice, she can remarry. The only way to undo that is to make it explicit tonight, can I couple with Knight Mishulosh to get out of the problem of a Purna Sulana. Fine, that's no cash. But Baba Matsi, here's where the fun starts. Hahushri Mirab. The cause of Getlet Visu, Isnech, he sighed. Amalei Visu, Amaykom Misnechus, why are you sighing? He kaimas didochana. If you survive, I'm yours. Oh, how romantic. This is unbelievable. There's real romance in the deathbed. Romance in the deathbed. The Ka'amar, it's worth about as much as the romance in the streets. The Petume Milininu, you're just bluffing. Petume Milin Alma. Nah, just comforting him. She's not. She's going to marry him back if she wants it. She wants it. But she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to. Petum mila b'yama is nothing. Uparef pshita. Now these words aren't found. The word pshita, Gil Gemara, is not there. Gil Gemara is here. The word pshita is not there. Zachron points out. Ramai pshita. For Avuna is Leocha in Mamad Chozer. What kind of Pshita? Why is it Pshita? It's not only is it not Pasha, it's not even true. According to Avuna. Because he holds the what? In Mamad Chozer. According to Rashi, Stamma Get of a Shimera, he's saying nothing in Mamad Chozer. So what do you mean Pshita Betume Mili? Doesn't say the word. We'll see. Discuss it later. So they have, on this basis, this is the only kash he has really. Rabbi Natan rejects Rashi and says no. Shchimer v'knasa get below his nod. The amad ain ochos. Below dami the matna shchimera. The amad calls it. Why? The matana ain ochal klal aliachamiso. I will get chal mechayim. The dat l'shiochem yada. The ken chal aliachamiso. Hilchok ain ochos v'lo pirish. The fundamental difference, the only reason why, he says, Chiddush Neira, the reason why by Matna Shchimera in Amad Chozer is because Matna Shchimera is Chalei Achamisa, he didn't die. The word Chozer is almost slightly inaccurate. That is Chozer. He never didn't die. Never. He luckily didn't die, and if he didn't die, so then there's nothing happened yet. That's right by Matana. But by get, you can't say the get chalachamis. The chalachamis has to be chal right away. The mele, he's not chosen. Oh. Big machlokas. This is quite a big machlokas. Big machlokas. Now, look, the gito kematanasa, the kama rahuna, omar abedatam, amazing shot. With the kama gito, made the whole, he made such a royal fuss out of one letter. With the kama gito, lo kama get, shchimera, mashma, the koyam asnisim, the mehayom imati mechol izeh, the ka'ama ma matanasa filu below tonight im amat chozer, av gito b'tnai im amat chozer, mimela shein kano tonight kevin shomad, af a pisha shivchaz av enough also choli harishin umeis. It's referring to a case where he made it tonight. No tonight, forget it. You can't back out. The Gemara is making a funny comparison for Rabbi Natan of what? Of a matana stam to a get out tonight. It's not the greatest of all comparisons. No, not the greatest of all. It doesn't give us too much satisfaction. This comparison. No, I'm sorry. It bothers me. This comparison. No, it's bothersome. What kind of comparison is this? So I wanted to share with you a fascinating idea for the Chuvas Mishkan Nisyak. Okay, Rabbi Osai, everyone, listen carefully now. If you haven't seen the Gemara inside and out, backwards and forwards, just so you can understand. Mishkan is Yaakov, Rav Yaakov of Kalina, perhaps the Talmud Luvuk of Rav Chaim Volozhin. I don't want to say, yeah. Who takes a claim to that time. But that's what they said. He was the Talmud Luvuk of Rav Chaim Volozhin. It was a Chuvas Mishkan is Yaakov, a very famous Chuvas. And here at Chuvas Lamed Dalet, he has an Eben HaEzer. Look, he says, Tosfos Pshat is such a dochak, he calls it. How can you say this Pshat? Such a dochak. There's an understanding. He says, Hama'ayin yira kama dochak lefarish kain. Gito b'tznai kamatanasa below tznai. The Pashas is like Rashi. Oh, but there's certain kashas. Oh, look what he says. This is something that's fascinating. Because you know, if you really want to understand the halacha of get shchimera, you have to look more carefully into matna shchimera. Because the Gemara is making a comparison. It comes up with the following chiddush gadol. When it comes to matna shchimera, says the Mishkan is Yaakov as follows. Matna shchimera, we say like this. It's a Gemara mefurish in Baba Basra, but it's also found in Samach Vav in Gittin. That's why I asked you to look. I don't know if you got that far. On Samach Vav in Gittin. So let's turn there. If you didn't get there, don't worry about it. We'll see it now. Everyone turn with me to Samach Vav in the Sefer Gittin. What happened? The Mishnah Amud Beis, which you just so quoted, right? About Kisu get liyishti. What a story. Neva yotze b'kol or hava. He's about to be executed. So he's about to be taken. He says, well, 400 zuz, go to this guy. So there's a whole dispute whether in fact, what he said is valid or not valid. Whether it's valid or not valid. So the Gemara says, go to Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, Gita ke matanasa. Ma matanasa ma matkhoze, af gita ma matkhoze. U ma gita af agad lo porish. Ke ma nama kisru, af agad lo matnu. Af matanasa, ke ma nama tnu. Af agad lo konamine. Okay? And therefore, our Mishnah is Yotze Bekolob in the Sukkun, Af Matanasa is good. Chet the Gemara Kasha. If Matana works out Hamisa, get also? Can't be. You know it can't be. Can't be, because the get has to be Chal when the father is still alive. Gemara says, this is the problem. This is bothering Rav Abba. Rav Abba's quarter over here. Earlier in the suya, listen carefully. Matnas shchibra b'miktzasi, u'matnas shchibra b'miktzas b'yakinyan. Okay, the Gemara has in Baba Basra. When do we say divrei shchibra k'chsuvim v'chimsurin? If you give away all your money to somebody in your illness, once you start giving away only a little bit, a part. Then you require a kinyan. It's given the status of a regular matana, which requires a kinyan. Moses Shani Hocha. The mitzave machmas misohu. A new concept, Rabbi Osei. Mitzave machmas miso. Zok Rashi. This is the Chiddush Noir and Rashi. Mitzave machmas miso. We all know, you go to the executioner, you don't come back alive. So although he didn't say explicitly Rashi Ben Pshat, since he's going to the execution chamber, has a different status, that's talking about the Shchimra. It's beyond that. I mentioned, I alluded to this earlier today, that the Shchimra in general, someone's never in a hospital bed, whose life is in danger, a little bit of danger, you never know. And there's someone who's in worse shape. He's on the way to the execution chamber. So he's on the way to the execution chamber. Then what? Then what? Then what? No. You don't require a kinyan. Even Matan Mitzas doesn't require a kinyan. And Pashtos, Im Omad Choser. So let's chazer again, Rebos. This is what the Mishnah Zakah's main point. If you look, forget get for the moment. Let's talk about matana. When it comes to matana, there are two kinds of matnas shchimra. It's plain matnas shchimra and what's called mitzave machmas miso. Right? A phrase which the Gemara has over here in Av Samach Vav. What are the differences between these two levels? There are two differences. Two differences. What does it mean mitzave machmas miso? The Gemara is in Baba Basra, Kufnun Alpha Beis, Oy Vai. We call Vei. I guess we call Vai. Vai, that's Vav Vav Yud. That's it. Vai, I don't know. We're still talking that language. Oy Vei, they call Vai. You know how the one expression is found over in Shas. Vai, that's a certain kiss, right? Vai. Right, right. So we call Vai. So he says the word Vai, says the Gemara Rabba Basra, he's considered already Mitzav Machlis. He's already bemoaning his own death. It's more than just plain, he's in the hospital bed. So too, if he's going to execution chamber, he didn't say a word, he's also called Mitzave Machmas Miso. Then, in Mitzave Machmas Miso, then even Matan Mitzas does not require a kinyan, im Omad Choser. If, however, it's a plain Shchimra, then not. Then not. Then only Matan Bakulo do we apply the principles of Imam Al-Khozer and Tzorach Kinyan. That's what he's assuming as facts. As facts. He's also assuming, based upon the Rashi presumably, that Mitzavah Machas Miso, you don't have to say anything, as long as you know, or you think, no one knows for sure, that you're not coming back. Because you know, the people came back from Auschwitz too. But they're going to the execution chamber, you're really in a difficult situation. Says the Mishkan of Siyaka V'Chidish Ner. I'm sorry? Yeah, if Matana b'miktsas, if he's Matana machas misa, so answer a kinyan if Mamukhoz. Yeah, but shchem is only bekula. The machas mitzvah is mitzvah is in the mitzvah. That's a big difference. So the base. So here comes along the Mishnah of Yaakov of the Chiddush Gadol. He says like this: get should be treated like a matana b'mitzvah. I'm not sure what he's driving at exactly. But I think he means that if you give everything away, it's one thing. You're only giving your wife away. I mean, that's what it sounds like. It's like a matana b'mitzvah. He doesn't go into the details of why it's a matana b'mitzvah, but he just says so. Get like a matana b'mitzvah. And therefore, if you didn't say vai, you didn't say dagas misa, so therefore Rav Huna would say, is eino chozer. And that explains our Mishnah, explains Shmuel, why it requires a tnai kafel. So let's chazer again. Since we're going to equate a get with a matana b'mitzas, so the average shchimera, Rabosai, the average shchimera, it's going to be chozer. It's going to be chozer. Again, I said it wrong. The average shchimera is going to be eino chozer, because like matana b'mitzas, which is eino chozer. One more time. Matana b'mitzas is eino chozer. So the average get of shchimera is also eino chozer. Hold on one second. Eino chozer. Slow. So wait a minute. So what's Agamar talking about? So I thought you just got through saying that the Rebbeinu Tam is a shver of pshat. Now it seems to be saying Rebbeinu Tam. The Matana, he said that get shchimera is eino chozer. That's exactly what Rebbeinu Tam said. No, he says. Rav Huna is referring to ketzer of a masukah. And a masukon, the Gemara in Afsam of Rav and Aleph, by masukon, yotzev v'koler, he's treated as a mitzvah machmas misa, right? He doesn't say the word vai, as long as you know that this is going to happen. And therefore, that kind of a case, claims the Mishkanos Yaakov, that kind of a case of masukon, then and only then do we say, even in a stam case, im amat chozer. So don't ask me kasha from Bava Metzia, son of Vav. Bava Metzia, son of Vav, was not a masuk in a plant shchimera. Stam is krechzing. That's the case over there. So the kasha against Rashi is not a kasha, because they're talking about two different kinds of cases. He created a new kind of case. It's shchimera plain, shchimera squared. Right? Shchimera plain, that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, son of Vav. Pitume mili v'alma. But a masukan was in the Shchimera Square, a very difficult, more dangerous and seemingly fatal situation, a terminal case. So there, in Amat Chozer Bistam. This is what his suggestion is, a very interesting suggestion. An interesting suggestion. That's what he wants to say. I, the Gemara, asked the Kasha from our Mishnah, Rav Huna. What did it say in the Mishnah? Our Gemara, an iron base. It's the kashim in the Mishnah, iron base of an aleph. What did it say? That the Gemara asks. From? Nan. Ze gitech mayom and mati micholi ze. Right? Oh. Mati micholi ze. He's saying so beferish. Hey. That's a kind of a matzava machmas niso. Not stama shimura. It's like a matzava machmas niso. That's exactly what Rav Huna is talking about. So the Gemara is asking a kasha, which is a doima b'doima, because it's both talking about the case of Mesukah. So all the Mishnah Yaakov did was divide Shchimras into two categories, plain Shchimras and what's called Mesukah. And in one case, he says, you need a Tanai, the Farish, and that's the Gemara in Ayin Hay, and the Gemara in Mitzir Samavav. And our Gemara is referring to the Mesukah, where you don't need a Tanai, the Farish. That's how the Mishnah Yaakov got out of this problem. Interesting chiddush.
I have to
say two different categories. Okay, it's a good point. Chaim is the rationale for Yud Gimel puts the two together a little bit. Could be that they're not exactly the same. Mesukah means a shchimra who's a mesukah. That doesn't mean every shchimra is a mesukah. You can read it that way. Can't be right now. I have a masukah and a shchimera who's a masukah. Shchimera, who's a masukah, but not every shchimera is a masukah. One could read the Rashi that way in the Gemara, I think.
The Gemara is asking attached from the Sukkah, on Shkudmira, meaning the Gemara is comparing them. The Gemara says, how do you know that would go like the Shum Zuri? Meaning, if we do, then it is attached.
No, not necessarily. I have to look again. Remind me, look again. Look carefully again. Because I don't think the Mishnah kind of addresses this. I don't think he addresses it. But with this, comes up with a bigger chiddush, which I want to talk about now a little bit. Unbelievable. Everybody knows the story of Tanakh, David HaMelech. David HaMelech with Bathsheba, with Uriah HaChiti. Is there a person in this room who never heard of David and Bathsheba and Uriah HaChiti? Not every parak in Shmuel is as famous as this one somehow or other. You know, I bet you probably some school skipped it when you were, and that's why you looked at it more carefully when you were in grade school. Everyone knows this parak. What exactly is going on with this David HaMelech story? Maybe you know it from Dunning Nach, maybe you know it from Dunning Gemara in Ksubis. Maybe everyone knows the story. But what exactly happened is still unclear. Still unclear, because an expression which says that Kol Omed Omed David Chata Eino Ella Toe. At the same time, Sukkim say he was punished Gefelach. I mean, he was running. He was just baby died, and all kinds of other things later, even worse, terrible punishment. So he was but what is it? He sinned or he didn't sin? What's going on over here? What happened with this David HaMelech? What happened? On the one hand, the Torah said the Pasuk said he sinned. On the other hand, the Gemara said he didn't sin. On the other hand, he was punished, obviously he did sin. So what happened exactly? Something must have happened over there. See, here's the Machlokas later on, Hanaf Ayin Gimel, also on the Mount of Comas, but if you didn't see it, we'll see it now. Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. The last line of Tosis, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. If you even talk about the Omar, Kol Yotzim Melchemes Beis David, get Krisus Kosev Liishto. Upirish Bekuntris, Shekosev get out tonight. He used to write a get out tonight to his wife. And what did it say? A top of Ayin Dalit, Toysis. Im Yamas Bamelchama. Now what? Im Yamas Bamelchama. Then the get should be a get. Frek Toysis. Varmin and Ocha. Harehi Keishis Ish Lachol Devarel. If you have Pirish Rabbein Atam. Dekoya Mehayom and Mati. Rabbein Atam said, that Me'ayom and Mati should not be taken literally. Me'ayom and Mati should be reinterpreted to mean the Olam, we had this once before. The Olam Me'ez Shani Ba'olam. That the guest should be Chal a second before he dies. I brave us, that's the whole get pushed. We'll have to come back to that mitzvah. But, how could David HaMelech be off the hook? Even if Uriah HaChiti ultimately dies at war, which he does, but Bathsheba is not divorced till a minute before Uriah dies. You all the actors and actors no strachman lasan, Aisha Sish Mamish. What's going on over here? What's happening? How is it possible? And even according to Rashi, who says, Mehayom Mati, still a little shred, the first narrow line. Ta'ilu lo nerag uriya, hoisa Bathsheba, Aisha Sish. How did David take a chance? This kash is not so shver. David being the melech could see to it, as he in fact did, that he will simply not return from the front. And that could be the simplest answer to all the questions. Kol ol mechata with eishes ish enu ol atoa. So why was he punished for murder? Not for eishes, for murder. Murder. The king's people sent him to the front, but he bedapka placed Uriah in the front. So they can say, well, what do you mean? Someone has to be in the front. So he wouldn't have got killed someone else. He didn't tell Uriah to do Mission Impossible and to do a suicide bombing mission. He didn't tell him to do kamikaze. He didn't tell him to do kamikaze. He told him to go to the front. Had he not been there, someone else would have been there. No. Anyway, this is what bothers Tosfos. So Tosfos goes up with a Chiddush Gadol. Again, Rabbi Natan, again, speaking of a Chiddush Gadol. She'u kosin get gomor below shum tanai bitzina. They'd rather get, but no one would look. He divorced his wife, and no one knew about it. Ukshaya chosim and amalchama, hoya kotsa, he'd remarry her. Vahoysa basheva, pinuya. Pinuya mamish. Aye, the Gemara calls him a Matzia, suffering as she says. Well, no one knew about it. So it's considered to be like Sabi Yechidim. So says Rabbi Natan. No? Shver. What kind of Sabi Yechidim? She's certainly Pnuya. Not so, also not so glad. So how do you get out of this problem? Right? Big problem. More than that. When Tosis says a kasha about Uriah and says, maybe he'd come back. Right? Maybe he'd come back. The Mishnah Sakha says, what do you mean maybe he'd come back? He came back. He did come back. Uriah, right? We know what else to Uriah. You know the story? Uriah was at war. And Bathsheba appeared on the roof of Kansamai. So, yeah. What happened. And then David asks, you know, he shoots first, he asks questions later. And then it turns out it's the wife of Uriah. Woo. So Uriah is not coming back. Ooh. We're really in trouble. Has to be pregnant to boot. So what do you do? I mean, this really sounds like a movie. So what do you do? So the question becomes, what do you mean if he comes back? He came back. So what did David HaMelech say? Uriah, go home. Go home to your wife. That's what it says. So Mishkan Yitzhakov says, what do you mean? You mean to say he should go home to his wife and live with his wife so that it should be a cover-up, so the kids should not be looking at the mamzer? That's what David HaMelech was up to. I mean, that's what the sort of sounds like they're saying. But that's what David HaMelech was up to, fact the Mishkan Yitzhakov. That's what's going on over here. So what happened at the end? He refused to go to his wife. Out of his loyalty, that's an amazing story. Out of his loyalty to David HaMelech, he didn't want to be involved with a woman in fighting a battle. So David said it to Mary Malchus, and therefore he was Chayav Misa, he put him in the front. That's what the Gemara says. Strange. But it's going to be strange no matter what you say. But the Mishnah Sakha tries to make a little more sense out of it. So like this. Really, Tosis is right. This is his own original pshat. Really, Tosis is right. Everyone who went out to Melchemes Beis David wrote a stam get to his wife. No condition was mentioned in the get. Nothing. But it's a problem. Amar Rav Huna, Gito Kamatan Asa. If someone is a Shchimra, someone's gone to war. War is worse than Shchimra. War is Mamash Yotz, worse than Shayara. Worse than, maybe the same as Kohler. Gone to war. So if he's going to war, we should say, although he said nothing, no condition was uttered, nonetheless, we should view it as a get out tonight. Okay, Rabosai. We should review the get that Uriah gave to his wife and all the chayolim of Beis David gave to the wives as a get al tanai. Okay? As a get al tanai. And then if you come back, here's his chap. He said like this. This is the harif of the Mishnah Siyah. And there are two ways of coming back. You can come back for good, the war's over. Or you can come back, we'll call it a furlough. You come back, you know, for a while, you're going right back to the war. He says coming back on furlough is the equivalent of walking on a mishemis. Or is any? Someone is sick, he comes back. There's two ways of coming back. You can come back completely, or you can come back on a cane. You come back on a cane means you know you're back, but you're not really back. So too in the war. You come back from war, you're back, but you're not really back. It's a chiddush neira that the Mishnah Sakha wants to make this comparison. Okay? So what comes out? It's really a suffix ashes-ish. Why is the suffocation ish? Maybe he'll come back at the end for good. Then, ashes ish. But, maybe he won't come back, in which she's a pnuya. Now, what in the world did he have in mind, David HaMelech, when he sent Uriah back to his house to his wife? Comes up the Mishnah Siyakim with an incredible charifas. He says, I don't understand. Uriah was a tzaddik gamur. How can he live with his wife? What will happen if he dies at the end? And if he dies at the end, that means he will be retroactively divorced. and has been retroactively divorced, he's living with his wife in sin because they're not married. She's his ex, as we call it in America today. She's his ex. Says the Mishnah Saga, this is so sharp. What he really meant, therefore, was that Uriachit, the big time Mosakim, will say to his wife, hey, Bathsheba, I'm not sure if I'm really married or not. What do you mean, Uriah? What do you mean? Well, it depends if I survived the war or not. Mm. But I have an Eitzah. This is the Eitzah which David assumed that Uriah would have. What's the Eitzah? Lou, what's the Eitzah? Say louder. What's the answer? What's the word? What's Uriah's age to live with his wife, Aheter? Oh, that's right. Who said it? Remarry her! That's it! David had in mind that since Uriah doesn't want to take any chances, he's going to have to remarry his wife. Looks no worse than the guy from Cleves who remarried his wife. You know? So, I mean, you saw yesterday. Those weren't here yesterday. We had the anticlimactic end to the Cleaver guy. They got remarried. Anyway.
So he divorced her for real.
Says the Mishkan of Yaakov that if Uriah would have followed David's instructions, gone home, would have thought for a minute and take a vow, I don't know what to do over here. I better get married her again, get to Adam and give her a ring again all over again. Right, listen very carefully, please. Listen very carefully, please. Had he done that, what would be? The umdana would be bottle. What was the original of umdana? Adata dahachi lo yoy. No. From the fact that he married her a second time indicates that the get was a get, a full get. So here, David had it all figured out. Uri is going to go back to his wife. He's going to have to give her a get. He's got to give her a new kiddushin. And the moment he gives her that new kiddushin, this is already an indication that he views the original get to be a get, no matter what happens at the end. He's giving her a kiddushin. And therefore, it turned out in the interim, between the get and the new kiddushin, she's perfectly single, no matter what happens at the end. So if Uriah will come back from the war, the minute he gave her the interim kiddushin, the second kiddushin, is the mevatel the umdana of the muchach. Normally, the muchach, a guy, listen, Rav Osai, he gives a get, goes on a war. So it's double portion by us if he comes back from the war. That what? That he's going to want to have to be married again, and the marriage was never terminated. It was always a marriage from the beginning to the end. That's only true if it was a get, and that's all. But once it's a remarriage, once he remarried her, so what do you mean? That get could have been completely chal now. Because what's the difference? He now gave her a new kiddushin. So there's no longer have this umdana of the muchach that says, oh, it's obvious that if he's going to come back, the get should be no get. Because he wants to be married. He comes back, he's married. You know why? Because of the second kiddushin. So the first get is an absolute get. This is the ingenious plan of David HaMelech. He wasn't just a poet. David HaMelech had this ingenious plan, according to the Mishnah of Yaakov, to solve all the problems. And it wasn't really, so he now is going to be guaranteed. It was called the Suffolk Eshes Ish maybe originally. But after David HaMelech had this idea, so it would be a Vaday Penuya. Even though the get originally was the Tanai, in effect, he said nothing. It was considered out Tanai because of the Mistama, the Umdana. But if you give a new Kiddush, the Umdana's bottle, it was considered a Vaday get from the moment it was given. Shee! Uriah never went back to his wife. So now David HaMelech is already quaking in his boots. Now if Uriah comes back alive, there's bad news. He was in the Ovatius Ish. So make sure he didn't come back. And his grounds were, it's one of the Malchus.
Still on the way. It was a get stam.
But a get stam for Shchimra or Mesukon is like a difference of time mehayom, like a time meyachshav. He was back in the world a little bit. back in front. I mean, he may have gone home and had a peanut butter sandwich with his wife. That's maybe, yeah, I mean, I don't know what exactly he did, but for that, you don't have to be the Kaddish again. But he did not live with her. So that's why this whole plan, this is a Harif, you can look it up. Well, that might be the ultimate coming home when the war ends. But you know, some wars never end. You know, some wars just keep going forever. Well, Issa didn't exist yet. Okay. But maybe the Issa didn't exist yet. The Pnuyah could be the Rabbanan, or maybe doesn't part of a king. Who knows? All kinds of things. Whatever. That you're asking a good question. We're not going to go into that right now. Now, Rabosai. Rabosai. Listen very carefully. Very carefully. I end with these two things, and then we'll tomorrow continue. We know, Rabosai, for a fact, that the concept of get al tnai v'shimra is very well ingrained in the Talmud. Shmuel made a special effort to give a three-part formulation. It's already quoted, right? Let's have a look at this formulation. Take a look inside. I am Hamid Beis. You should all see the formulation. You saw it in places, but we can see it in the Gemara itself. Ayin Hey Amud Beis, please. Ayin Hey Amud Beis. Gemara says on the fifth line, Askin Shmuel Begita Shishkimera. Im lo mati lo ye get vi mati ye get. Leme mati ye get vi lo mati lo ye get. No. Lo mati min is pronusul anafshe. Leme lo ye get lo mati bin it's not called on the maisa. Ah, you still need him called on the lav? Allah my rov, but this is what he meant. Last few lines before the Mishnah. Im lo mati lo ye get. Im mati ye get. Im lo mati lo ye get. And the Gemara explains why. He starts with Lomati lo yeget, Lomati nish pronos, Lomati yeget, and Lomati lo yeget, bin and henkon on the lav. Fine, a ganza formulation. Get shchimera al tnai. Says exactly what words to use. Fine.
Does henkon on the lav, is that good enough? Because Lomati also has a lav tnai.
It's a good question, and maybe if we try to talk about tonight as we go, we'll try to answer that question too, if we have a chance. The Maaser Rabosai, although this is klar, Mefurish Adin, found in the Rambam, even in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's not done. It's not done. What is done? And here's where the whole story starts. The Mordechai after the sea. The whole story starts with the Mordechai in Simen Tov Chof Gimel. This is where the whole tumult starts. Rabbi Chiya mi Paris didn't like this. People make mistakes. Rabbi Yechiel in Paris, the end of Tav Chav Gimel. Hayad Rogel beget shchimera legarish legamrei beloshim tnai lafuki napshi mikol sfekas v'gimgumim. He was afraid that you do something wrong. We'll discuss later what might you do wrong. Probably he'll just formulate the tnai wrong. No, so then maybe one of them will just back out of the marriage. No. So he forced them before the get, presumably, to be mekabel upon themselves a cherim, that if you don't remarry, if you balk at the remarriage, you'll be in cherim, and no one can survive an excommunication. Or, sounds like he had to give a choice, to give him mashkonos on you released on $1 million bail. You released from the marriage on $1 million bail. And if you refuse to remarry, the $1 million goes to the other guy, the husband or wife. Hey, not so bad. True, never you lost your wife or husband, but the $1 million, you know, $1 million, a wheelbarrow worth of cash makes the medicine go down. $1 million. Really. I think I once told you a story about a tenoyim. I don't want to do it now. We had a case of a tenoyim. I knew about a case of a tenoyim, the original tenoyim, where a person is accepted if he breaks up the shidduch, he or she will give $100,000 to the other party. So it goes back to the early 70s. sure enough, the girl brought up the shidduch, and sure enough, the man was an honorable man. A father gave $100,000 to the jilted chassan. So we said then, it was talk a very traumatic experience, but the $100,000 helped the medicine go down. So, by now, probably if you put it in the right stock, it'll be worth much more than $1 million. But anyway, let's go on. This started a tremendous fight in Vina, the Get Me Vina. Let's give you a bit of what happened. The Get Me Vina, what happened? There was a 16-year-old fellow, and he was dying, or they thought he might be dying. And they went to him and they said, listen, divorce your wife, because if you won't, there'll be a problem with the brother-in-law. So he said, but I don't want to divorce my wife. I love my wife. She loves me. Don't worry about it. Divorce your wife, and there'll be she'll accept the chayim to remarry you, and you'll remarry her. The kachav, they did it that way. Then he survived the guy, and she bolted, said nothing doing. He screamed and said, the get is butter, because I never intended to divorce her on this circumstance. I intended to divorce her only on the understanding she's going to remarry me. Not that she doesn't want to remarry me, the get is butter or mevutel. The Marami Lublin, hold on, the Marami Lublin said the get is butter. The Lavush agreed with him. There's a print in Shimon's Maram of the Vinish, right here on my desk. Kuf Chav Beis to Kuf Chav Vav. The first and last is the Maram. The first one is his own Shuvah. The last is his Shuvah to the Mechut and the Marasha, which he attacks him. And the three in between are the Levush, who was very, very old at the time. He apparently died shortly thereafter. But the Marasha left us a little Zecher. A little Zecher. So everyone who reads Marasha has a Zecher to the historical event of them. The last Marasha in Masech the Gittin. If you don't know what's going on, you don't know what he's talking about. But if you know, it's very uncanny what he did over here. The last mashon in the Masech. Leman yedu adoros, lahavenu lahoros. They write poetry. They write poetry. It's amazing the poetry they all from him. Poets. These gedolim. They write such fantasy. Beget shkivarash and nostin bedoros halala bestam belishum tnai apitikun arimi paris. And in case you don't know what he's talking about, on the bottom it said, look at Marami Lublin, Kuf Chavo, where they fight back and forth. Hine, Achash is a chisi, B'ezes Hashem is barach, Lilmod, Mesechus Gidden, as if you never learned it before, Amarti, Ki Yisodo hu Abatzo, Ashapir Shabin Atam, Betosis begin Perg Mishachzo, Ahid the Kolayotz, the Mechemes Beis Dovid Vechulei, Okay, and in Bava Metzia it's more beforeish. They did a betzina. Kidei shelo ye rabim kovsim lisaena. Hey, all of a sudden she's a single girl, so that there's another stop that from happening. They introduced this idea of Bitzinah. Says the Mashur, he had a blitz. Umehashta, who be atzmo tikkun shir Rabbi Yechiel miParis, beget shchimra, shanu nos ne belishim tonight. As Rabbi Natan said, in the Machos Beis David, elafi shelo os ken Bitzinah b'shchimra, we can't do it Bitzinah anymore. So therefore, hayu kov sim rabim lisa ena, she's now single, everyone's going to want to marry her. So in order to stop that, what do they do? Tikein who Rabbi Nechiel, she osen shiduchin mechadosh beknas vecherem lekonsa kishayamon micholi v'zenirali borur. Okay, kizenirali borur. Hagam ki kvar kasavti ki advarim ki mashmon u ki pshuton petakonas Rabbi Nechiel miParis tahavi get gomer and no tnai as the Maram said. He proved it conclusively, he says, against the Maram. That really, Takonah Jabin Yechiel miParis is really Takonah Dovah HaMelech. Jabin Natam understood it. You have an absolute get, and then presumably they'll remarry. How do you stop them from someone else remarrying? You keep it a secret. If you can't keep it a secret, what do? You pose a cherim. So really, the Rabbi Nechiel go back to Dovah HaMelech. So writes the Marsha, and it's an absolute get, absolutely, positively, no ands, ifs, or buts, right? No t'nai. And therefore, David HaMelech was not a sinner, and therefore, in the get mivina, even though the guy was duped, and at the end she double-crossed him, correct, she double-crossed him, presumably she wasn't cherem, nonetheless, the divorce is a divorce. Now, so tomorrow, Sartre is going to be learning a few little lines of the Gemara. Rashi tells us perhaps we're going to get into the get of Vina. Yes, you do. What's the question? Right. Ooh. You always ask the question? How could she marry somebody else if she was in Cherim? This is the Achas Vichashuvei Hador, says Yorah Yosha. But she was in Cherim. I don't know the answer to that question. Maybe Rabbi Roth has an article about that too. Look it up and they'll try to find an answer. It's a very good question. I don't know. Okay. Okay, we'll stop here.